I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Wildlife needs us to conserve our best lands, and that means helping agriculture succeed. That's the message from the Western Landowners Alliance. The alliance is renewing a call for policymakers and citizens groups to look at farmers and ranchers as their most important partners, not adversaries. The alliance's executive director, Leslie Allen, says it's the success of agricultural lands that helps sustain endangered species and natural resources. But agricultural margins are slim and volatile, and a lot of working lands in the West are disappearing at an alarming rate.
And we have to understand that the more downward pressure we put economically, in terms of regulations, in terms of just outright, in some cases, mischaracterization of landowners and their intent, the more of that downward pressure we put, the more of that land disappears and the more habitat we lose. And so we need to think about our policies and our approaches to landowners in that context.
Ellen says there are some good things happening. The Natural Resource Conservation Service under the USDA has some programs designed to help landowners improve conservation practices. In Colorado, the NRCS has partnered with the Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife to help pay landowners to provide critical winter habitat for elk and deer. Landowners are in some cases foregoing a cutting to leave a foraged circle for wildlife. However, she says some of these programs require landowners to provide public access, which then creates more risk and expense. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.